And I said, I don't. Folks, folks could tell you more about that than I could. But and my dad's dad was raised down here in Appin County. And that's where he was from. And he served in the Indian War from Appin County. But he did move then on down around Jasper and then on still further down and died down there. He was home on leave in the Confederate Army when they went under. And he was supposed, his outfit was in, up there somewhere in Virginia. And he walked from there to Jasper, Florida for his leave and started back and was in North Carolina when he found out it was over there.
It was a long time ago.
And he said you had to walk for it, nothing coming this way to ride.
Do you remember, did you ever hear stories about witches? Did you ever know of any old women that, that people would talk about and say they were witches?
Yes, I know about that. I hear people say this, but them folks can do things. They sure do things that cause things to happen to you if you get them out of me. I've heard that many times.
What different names would you have for it? Would they have different kinds of things they would do? What would you call that?
They called it putting spells on you. They put a spell on you, they say.
Did they ever have things they carried around? Or did you ever actually see somebody that, that was, you know, was maybe reputed to be a witch?
Yeah, I've seen people that said to do things like that, but I didn't ever see them do nothing like that I knew of. I used to work these colored people a whole lot in the turpentine works. And they'd these folks would come around and set in hands and make them look at your gambling. I had quite a bit of experience in that, seen a lot of that. He'd gather up some kind of a little mess of stuff and sell it to them. And make them look at your gambling. They claimed, of course, there weren't nothing to it, but they thought there were. Now, we had a nigger chipping a crop of boxes at the camp set on over there one time. And he was kind of an old nigger, too. And he was chipping around the edge of a creek, and we had a trail down to them trees, you know. Sometimes the trail would go around and come out somewhere else. Sometimes you'd have to come right back out where you went in. And I'd come in there behind him one evening, and I'd come to one of them trails, and I rode down in there. And he hadn't been in there. Well, I seen a little string or something hanging on a bush, but I didn't pay no attention to it. I got on there and caught up with him. And I asked him, I says, Dad, what do you mean? As long as you've been chipping these boxes, leave that old trail of trees back there and you didn't go in there. He said, didn't you see that thing on that bush up there? I said, yeah, I seen a little string, but I thought something tore off your old clothes as you were going to come by. I didn't pay no mind. He said, you better not touch that. I said, well, I ain't afraid of it. He says, that's the reason I didn't chip them boxes. He says, I couldn't get by that thing without touching. I said, you come on with me, I'll move it. So I took him back there and took it down. He said, boss, I wouldn't do that. I said, it ain't gonna hurt me. I said, I don't want them trees chipped. So I just took it, snatched it down, threw it out of the way. He went back there and chipped them boxes. He said, this man in them quarters wanted them boxes. He said, that string was just like his wife's dress. And said, he's the man who put it there. And says, if I touch it, says something will happen to me, you get these boxes. And he said, he believed it.
Do you remember, did these, was there anything strange about the appearance of the witches?
No, I know. I couldn't see no difference in them just like anybody else.
Did they ever bury things?
Did
they ever gather things up and bury them?
No, not that I know of. Now, you could go get them to do things for you, and they'd dig up something under your doorsteps or something, but they brought it there with them. They weren't there. We had a whole lot of experience of that. Them niggas, they'd get off these old witch doctors, all they was wanting was money, you know. And they'd fix up some kind of a rig, and while they was there digging and hunting, they'd ease that thing out of the cave and tell them they found it where they believed it. I knew the boss man one Sunday morning. We knew there'd been some kind of commotion in the quarters all night, people going and coming. One woman thought she was a witch, and they'd been to Waycross and got one and brought him down there.